with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Boeing's first astronaut mission is finally over. The company empty Starliner capsule landed in the New Mexico desert late Friday night with its two test pilots left behind at the International Space Station. NASA judged their return too risky and booked SpaceX to bring them home. That won't happen until next year, more than 8 months after they first launched on the Starliner. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans propose a bill to avoid a government shutdown, but there is a catch.
Lawmakers return to Washington next week, and they're not close to completing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund government agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a shutdown when that fiscal year begins October 1st. House Republicans have unveiled legislation that would fund the government until late March, when a new president and Congress would have final say. But they've also added a hot-button immigration issue, requiring states to obtain proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when someone registers to vote. That's a non-starter in the Senate, and Democratic leaders there warn it greatly increases the odds of a shutdown. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities have now charged a 14-year-old boy with four counts of murder in this week's fatal shootings at a high school in Georgia. Colt Gray's father, Colin Gray, has also been charged. A man is under arrest in Canada now, accused of plotting a terrorist attack in New York City.
According to investigators, the Pakistani living in Canada planned on carrying out a mass shooting in a Jewish center in Brooklyn and slaughtering as many Jewish people as possible. They say he chose a date around October 7th, which is the date that terror group Hamas launched their attack in Israel. The FBI said they learned about the terror plot after the man started posting on social media. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And this is SRN News. The states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion, Michael Harrington explains.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester school district student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. News organizations are asking the military commission at Guantanamo Bay to make public the plea deals struck with the 9/11 defendants.
Seven news organizations filed the motion Friday with the military judges at Guantanamo. They want the public to be able to know the terms of the deal struck between prosecutors and three defendants, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The plea bargains triggered objections from Republican lawmakers and families of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Controversy grew when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the deal. Keith Peters reporting.
The stakes have gone up for students protesting the war in Gaza as U.S. colleges roll out new security measures and protest guidelines this fall in hopes of avoiding disruptions like those seen last spring during pro-Palestinian demonstrations that led to some 3,200 arrests last year. More on these stories at srnnews.com.